Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, as you all know, and we have had some very serious pleas from those in authority about tomorrow. They say, don't buy cans or take away pints to meet up with friends and drown the shamrock with water, not alcohol. They're just some of the warnings from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn and one government minister today ahead of another national holiday in lockdown. So how are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? John Cook has been asking those out enjoying the fine weather at a sunny Spanish Arch in Galway.
Going to keep it low-key, stay in and try and avoid like being out and about.
You're having a few beers in the sun today. It is a lovely day for us.
Make up for it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Will you plan to do that tomorrow? Because there have been warnings specifically about people getting cans or bottles like you have and gathering in groups.
No. We were only saying earlier, hopefully the weather takes a turn for tomorrow so it deters people from sitting out like this.
Why do you think it'll be packed around here?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Well, are people still so silly to do that? I'm sure they are. Do you know? I hope not. It'll only set us back.
Ah, yeah. Sun is beautiful, sure. Why not? Bit of vitamin D, make you happy.
You've been out lounging by the Corrib. I think it was just coffee today, is it? Or are people drinking?
Just a coffee and an old think about what we're going to do for Paddy's Day. Like,
and what will you do?
Just be having a clue, yeah?
Well, I'd say that we'll definitely go out and have some cans somewhere, do you know?
If the weather stays on going like this, there's no harm in a few cans. But...
Yeah, where would you go for the cans?
Look, you can't really stop the Irish drinking. They're gonna do it anyway, especially on St. Patrick's Day. But as long as people just have a bit of respect, I probably meet up with other people. I probably will.
Yeah. How many?
I couldn't tell you that now. I don't know.
Five or six people. Yeah, they'd all be in their own bubbles anyway from another gaff. So the two gaffs.
Yeah, but that's mixing a lot of bubbles, is it?
It is indeed. Yeah.
We went on a bit of a mad one there a few days ago, so we're still recovering. Kind of. We don't even know if we're gonna. The truthfully, yeah, we don't know if we're going to be going out yet.
What was the mad one?
Just went drinking there a few days ago, a few of us.
Out the country, kind of.
In Galway City now.
Is that what people are doing? Maybe going to more discreet places to go drinking in groups, is it?
Probably, yeah. Most people, I'd say, yeah. Get away from the city, get away from...
People aren't really bothered either. People are just having drinks in their house, inviting everyone over anyway, so...
There's plenty of house parties going on, that's a fact. There is.
And lads, you're not students, you're workers, 25 to 30, you said.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Because they seem to get a lot of the bad press for this, but this isn't students.
No, I think it's for everyone. It's not just the students. Not.
We're students living in Galway together. So yeah.
You stop me in my tracks because you've all got your feather boas and tricolour hats for St. Patrick's Day. You're planning on getting dressed up anyway?
Yeah, just to kind of embrace the day anyway, make it a bit different than any other day in lockdown. Yeah.
Make it a different day from every single other day that's been the same. So.
Is that the way it's been feeling?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the warnings not to have gathering groups with cans or drinks or have house parties?
Yeah, that's fair. We'll be sticking with that. Yeah.
Like, we hear so many people getting fined and everything, so, like, you wouldn't want to be...
It wouldn't be worth
at
it.
That. People will just break the rules, but, yeah, I say it will probably happen with some houses, maybe. We're not being told, like, you know, when the rules will be loosened up as well, so I think people are just getting being like, just be like, yeah, screw it, so...
Obviously, we'd like to have a big, you know, kind of shindig for St. Paddy's Day, but we're going to kind of just take it as it comes and just... Okay. Keep it low-key, don't do anything too extravagant.
Tomorrow, we're working Thursday, so we won't... do anything tomorrow. Well, we might have a few drinks in the house tonight, and that's about it.
The housemates, like,
just about four people. You have to do it for the rules at the moment, like, you kind of have to, but...
Greater good.
Yeah, for the greater good.
No, we are sick of it, though, at the same time, for sure.
I'd say people will be out tomorrow regardless, like,
the weather brings everyone out.
Happy birthday, dear Shella! Happy birthday to you!
Is this a party? Because you're not supposed to gather.
It's not a party.
We're family.
Family gathering.
We live together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
I am Shema. Okay. And today's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Where'd you come from?
From Antigua.
And what's Galway been like during lockdown for you?
It's really beautiful but really tough because we wanted to see it and we couldn't get to see it. And classes are online.
Have you even been in a Galway pub yet?
Since September.
Yeah, if we could have, we would have loved to go, but, you know, there's a lockdown and we can't do so much.
Let's be realistic. I'm sure that people will, like, hang out and go out for a good, like, good time and good drink, but I'm not sure how packed it will be. Hopefully not. But, you know, just people nowadays are looking for a good time, you know, because the pandemic is really affecting us mentally and physically. So anybody will be in for a good time.
I've been hearing warning signs.
So Neil McNeilis, member of Galway City Council and chair of the policing committee for Galway City.
And I met you here at Spanish Arch while chatting to a Garda on patrol. It's a beautiful day, people gathered around. Is it going to happen for St Patrick's Day?
I think it's going to be taken very serious by the Gardaí. They've said that themselves. I mean, there should be nobody going out actually drinking in public in large groups. Last year when we had the problem, we had to close the Spanish Arch off and the middle quay here about the Cladda, and that has remained closed.
You know, the concern around here has been about off licences and takeaway pints. Is any of that happening right now? Can you buy a drink to take away here?
We have street bylaws here that say there should be no drinking in public, and it's very difficult to enforce those. It's really down to the individuals as much as possible in the Gardaí. The pints thing has stopped. That hasn't happened since last summer, so there's no fresh creamy pints being served anywhere in the city centre that can be brought around the place. And again, as for the drinking in public, is the guards will be enforcing that and taking it off and destroying it on the spot.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer, worried about St Patrick's Day gatherings? Are you worried about what might happen here in Galway or other places?
I think we've worked so hard. I mean, as a businessman myself, and my business closed and not reopening until, you know, whenever. I mean, the last thing we want is for everybody to actually lose the trail that we've all taken so hard, you know, keeping apart from each other and making sure that the spread of the virus didn't happen. If this is going to become Partyville tomorrow night, that brings us back to starts all over again. Completely agree with the concerns that the medical officers would have, and I'm really just pleading with people at this stage to stay at home. There's no need to be gathering. Let's just get through this. We can go back and have our parties in, you know, the best party city in the world, Galway City, in the near future, but this weekend is not the time for doing it.
Very nice indeed. The sounds of Galway, a Galway busker there, and Joint Policing Committee Chairman Councillor Neil McNeilis ending John Cook's report from a sunny Spanish Arch.